Oh, Lord, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ ثُمَّ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ indeed through the grace and mercy and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we come to you once again with this program called The Early Echo. And we hope in different parts of the world, wherever you are, you should remain safe inshallah and continue reciting darood and salams upon the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, to the viewers of our social media, as well as those who are viewing this program of the satellite. We say marhaba and welcome to all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. We hope you have a beautiful day ahead, inshallah. Wherever you are, stay and be safe, inshallah. Azza wa Jal. The inspirational echo is our theme for today, inshallah. So, as usual, we will be listening to the virtues and blessings of reciting Darood, as well as some Naat, some Manaqib, as well as some beautiful video clips that we have prepared just for you. So, please stay tuned to Madani Channel and watch this program right from the beginning to the end, inshallah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we always give you some ahadith, some type of narration, which will, of course, motivate you to continue reciting salawat in abundance. So let's go for it, inshallah. As for today, we have a very beautiful narration, once again, subhanallah, that will motivate us and give us some type of enthusiasm to recite Darood-e Pak. A very beautiful waqi'ah and story that has been documented is that once upon a time, a beggar had approached Hazrat Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. But before approaching Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he had approached some non-believers of Makkatul Mukarrama. And those people did not want to give him anything. Rather, they had seen Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu from a distance. So they advised him that, why do you seek and ask assistance from us? Why don't you go and ask that person? And they indicated to Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. So this beggar, his job was to beg, and therefore he approached Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and he begged for some type of money to be given to him or some food for him to eat. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had noticed that this beggar had not come on his own accord, rather he was sent by those people. So he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu advised that beggar to open his hands, to open his palms, and therefore he had done so. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then recited darood upon the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam and blew, in other words, he made dam in the palms of that person, and he advised him to close his fist and only open his fist before those non-believers. On the other hand, they were laughing and making a joke that merely by blowing and making dam, you cannot give anybody anything. You gotta dig in your pockets and then give whatever you want to give. By blowing, no miracle is going to transform or take place. So they continued laughing and joking. But when this beggar went right in front of them, and when he opened his palms, he opened his fist, Allahu Akbar, those people had witnessed that there was a golden coin in his hands. Allahu Akbar. seeing this karamat of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he did not take out anything from his pocket and give. Rather, he only had blown in his palms. And by the virtue and blessings of blowing and reciting durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was currency, there was money in his palms. They had recited the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, of course, this is the beautiful story of Hazrat Ali, Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We need to have that pak and clean, purified tongue like him as well. In terms of us purifying our tongues, we should make abundance of dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should seek repentance. We should make repentance. We should abundantly make istighfar, inshallah Azza wa Jal, to cleanse our tongues from the filth of this dunya. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, our tongues will also have that power that when we make any supplication, any dua, you will see the results of that immediately. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam. Alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. To chalein ala hazrat ke kalam se shuru karte hain inshallah. Aur ye kalam jo aaj hum sunne jayenge inshallah, this kalam has been composed by ala hazrat. Rukh din hai ya mehre sama, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. To inshallah chaliye ye kalam sunte hain aur is kalam ke fauran baad hum dobara apne is program ke sath hazir honge. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, ya Mujtaba, khairul wara, salli ala, 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 salli ala. Rukh din hai ya mehre sama, rukh din hai ya mehre sama, ye bhi nahi wo bhi nahi. Shab zulf ya mushke khuta, shab zulf ya mushke khuta, ye bhi nahi wo bhi nahi. Salli ala, 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 salli ala. Bulbul ne gul unko kaha, bulbul ne gul unko kaha, tumri ne sarve jafiza, tumri ne sarve jafiza. Hairat ne jhunjla kar kaha, hairat ne jhunjla kar kaha, ye bhi nahi wo bhi nahi.
Salli ala, 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 salli ala.
Khurshid tha kis zor par, khurshid tha kis zor par, kya badh ke chamka tha kamar, kya badh ke chamka tha kamar. Beparda jab wo rukh hua, beparda jab wo rukh hua, ye bhi nahi wo bhi nahi.
Salli ala, 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 salli ala.
Dar tha ke is yaar ki saza, dar tha ke is yaar ki saza, اب ہو گیا روزے جزا، اب ہو گیا روزے جزا، دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا، دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں،
صلی علی صلی علی صلی
تک سونا تجھے، شب صبح تک سونا تجھے، شرم نبی خوف خدا، شرم نبی خوف خدا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں،
صلی علی صلی علی صلی
حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا، حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں،
صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی
رخ دن ہے یا مہرے سما، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں، شب زلف یا مشک کتا، شب زلف یا مشک کتا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں،
صلی علی صلی علی صلی
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ وسلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ، رخ دن ہے یا محر سما، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں، صلی علی محمد صلی علی محمد، واٹ اے بیوٹیفل اینڈ امیزنگ کلام نعت پاک ان دا پریزز آف دا بلوڈ ماسٹر صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ڈیئر ویوز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل، الحمد للہ ایز یو آر اویئر دیٹ آور ٹاپک اینڈ ڈسکشن فار ٹوڈے از دا بینیفٹس آف گیونگ چیریٹی ان دا پاتھ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی، دا ورلڈلی benefits as well as the benefits in the hereafter that a person will of course receive, and therefore all of this comes with much motivation. Alhamdulillah, we are motivated and we just need to be a little more motivated inshallah azza wa jal, because these motivations as well as these blessings have been mentioned in the Holy Quran about giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as from our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful incident that I would like to narrate inshallah. There was a slave that was passing by the gathering of Hazrat Sayyidina Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a great saint of his time. And he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, at that time when this slave was passing by the gathering of Hazrat Sayyidina Mansur rahmatullahi alayhi, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was delivering his bayan and speech, and a very motivational, heart-touching bayan he was delivering. And his bayan was also part of motivating people to help a poor person that was with him. Allahu Akbar. And he said that whoever gives this person or helps this poor person who is next to me right now, I will supplicate and make 4 supplications for him. I will make 4 dua for him. Allahu Akbar. Four wishes, whatever he has, whatever lawful wishes he has, I will supplicate on his behalf. So another slave, as I mentioned, that was passing by the gathering of Hazrat Sayyidina Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala, he stopped there for a moment and he said, wow, wait, one second. You're saying that whoever helps this poor person, you will supplicate for him. Whatever four wishes he have, you will supplicate on behalf of that person so that his murad, his du'as, his supplications may be fulfilled. And therefore I'm here, I would not mind helping this person. And therefore he gave him four dirhams. Allahu Akbar. He gave him four dirhams. So when this slave had taken these four dirhams that was sitting next to Sayyidina Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala, so then he rahmatullahi ta'ala then asked this person, now tell me, what are your four wishes that you have? This person, the slave, replied and said that, well, I am a slave and I have a master. And therefore, my first wish is that I receive freedom from my master. Allahu Akbar. Then he asked, what is your second wish? He says, my second wish is that I receive a return for what I had given right now. Meaning that four dirhams which I have given, I want a return for that. He says, okay. And what is your third wish? He says, my third wish is that my master must repent. I want to repent as well as I want my master to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sins that he has committed. He says, okay. And what is the fourth wish that you have? He says, well, myself and you, Hazrat Sayyidina Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala, as well as my boss, who actually for whom I'm working right now, who owns me, and all these attendees who are seated in this gathering, all of us should be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Hazrat Sayyidina Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala supplicated and made dua for this person who had given four dirhams in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this poor person as charity and sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. And therefore he left. Since he had reached quite late in the court of his boss who actually who owned him, or for whom he was, for whose slave he was. So this person then asked him, what was the reason for your delay? So he mentioned that, well, I had just been in the gathering and in the company of Sayyidina Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala, and this is why I had come in so late. So he then asked, what happened? What were you doing in his gathering? So then he said and narrated the entire story. So then the boss asked him, so what was your first supplication? What was your first wish that you asked him to make when you had given four dirhams? So the slave replied and said, well, the first request I had given was that I want freedom from you. You own me. I am working for you. I am your slave. You are my master. And I requested for freedom from you. Allahu Akbar. This person then said, okay, go. I had freed you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. His master says, I had freed you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the master asked his slave, what was your second wish? He says, my second wish that I wanted a return for the four dirhams that I had given the other slave that Sayyidina Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala was motivating people to give. I wanted a return for what I had given. And then his master says, well, you had given four dirhams and now I will give you the return for those four dirhams. And then he had given him 4,000 dirhams, Allahu Akbar, in exchange for that four dirhams. And then he asked, now, what was your third wish? He says, my third wish that I wanted you to repent for all the wrong that you have done in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent and seek forgiveness from Almighty Allah azza wa jal. And then his master says, well, right now I make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah azza wa jal. For all the wrong that I have done, I seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he asked, what was your fourth wish? He says, my fourth wish was that we all should be forgiven by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, myself, Hazrat Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala, as well as yourself and those who were present in the gathering. My wish was that may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us all. So he had mentioned, well, that is not in my control. Forgiveness comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which was in my control I have done, and which is not in my control I leave that upon Allah azza wa jal. It has been mentioned that night when that person had slept, Allahu Akbar, he had a dream in which he heard that you had done exactly what was in your control and I am the most merciful, and therefore I forgive you, Hazrat Sayyidina Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala, your slave, and all those that were present in that gathering. All of you have been forgiven by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, take some lessons from this beautiful story, which is so motivational. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. We learn from this, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that whenever we see pious people, we should firstly request them to make dua for us. Because why? They are pious and they have taqwa and piety in them. Allah Azza wa Jal accepts the dua of those who are pious, of those who consistently repent, of those who do not miss their salah, of those who keep their tongues moist by the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore, whenever we have this opportunity of asking senior pious people to make dua for us, we should do that, because Allah Azza wa Jal accepts their du'as. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, those who give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, subhanallah, you know, full-heartedly or wholeheartedly in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, without having any doubts in terms of the return that they shall receive in the grave as well as in the hereafter, Allah Azza wa Jal will definitely reward them for giving charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal with this hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. And this is the problem that we have these days, dear viewers, and this is the Madani channel. You know, we give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there are two sides of it. Sometimes, for example, you know, there are many examples which can be given, but I will give a few examples to make you understand. Ki hum sadqa jab dete hain to kis tarah se dete hain. Khush naseeb hai wo shakhs jo sadqa tahe dil se dete hain, Allah ki riza ke liye dete hain, for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to seek forgiveness. They give charity in the path of Allah, they pay their zakat wholeheartedly. But many a times ye bhi hota hai ki hum jab sadqa dete hain to kis tarah ka sadqa dete hain, ki sometimes we donate food to poor people, but we donate that food which is old and stale. Yes, which is freezed for quite few days in the fridge, which you are feeling hard to make hot one more time, because for the third or fourth time, if you're going to heat that, it's going to go rotten. It's going to turn off. So we say, no, give this to the beggar who has come to ask. Roti ho, bread ho, chawal ho, salan ho, gosht ho, koi bhi khana ho, yahan tak ki kapde, joote, moze, topiyan, kurte, jubbe. You know, these things that we give it only when we are tired of wearing it, when the shoes cannot even be worn anymore. The shoes is torn and broken from underneath, the sole is all tearing apart. Jab wo penne like hi nahi hota hai, tabhi hum sochte hain ki chale isko kisi ghareeb ko hadiya kar dete hain, sadqa kar dete hain. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, there are many other examples can be given. Sometimes we say, okay, give the old food so that it doesn't go to waste. At least it was of some use to somebody. But we make the niyat of giving sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine and focus and ponder over what I'm saying right now, is that when you give something in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, your Rabb who has given you, your Malik who has created you, why don't we like to choose the best? Rather, we choose that which isn't beloved to us anymore, which is of no use to us, which we are not going to benefit of anymore. That which is of no use to us is that which we give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then we hope for forgiveness, we hope for acceptance. Allahu Akbar. You know, the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, you can never be a true believer until you do not love for your brother which you love for yourself. And we always choose and select the best for ourselves. And when we are not going to benefit from that anymore, when that which we have purchased is of no use, then we like to give that and donate that in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Kabhi humne socha hai ki aaj humne ye khareeda hai to chale hum apne ghareeb neighbor ke liye, padosi ke liye khareed lete hain. Ek hamare liye, ek uske liye. I have some relatives in my family who cannot even afford to buy these shoes, and I have the money to buy. I have bought one for myself and one for my relative who is unable to buy this. Whether it comes for clothing, whether it comes for feeding, it comes to providing meals or groceries or whatever it may be, always choose the best in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember when the children of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, Habil and Qabil, Allahu Akbar, when they had a battle between them for marrying the girl, which Hazrat Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned to Qabil, who had committed the murder, that you cannot marry her for she's your sister. He refused and he wished to marry her. And when they both were commanded to sacrifice in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Habil went and got wheat to give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal as a sacrifice. And Qabil went and brought a goat to sacrifice in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in those days, the answer or the reply or the sign of your sacrifice being accepted was that from the sky a fire would engulf whatever you are sacrificing. Shaitan had approached Qabil and told Qabil that you are giving a charity, you are giving a sacrifice in the path of Almighty Allah. So why do you want to give the best? Since it's of no use to you and the fire is going to engulf it, so give that which is of no benefit to you. And therefore he fell for the trap of Shaitan and he chose that animal which was weak in condition, which could not even walk. And a sickly animal he had then given as a charity. Furthermore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, when Shaitan had approached Sayyidina Habil and told him about the very same idea which he had given to Qabil, he had mentioned that no, that which I am giving in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, jab Rab ki bargah mein hum qurbani pesh kar rahe hain, sacrifice apna de rahe hain, to wo jo sabse behtar ho, wahi dena chahiye hame, wo jo hum jisse fayda hi nahi utha sakte, us cheez ko hum kaise Allah ki bargah mein pesh kar sakte hain. And therefore he had given the best charity. Allahu Akbar. And then we all know the result was that when the fire had descended from the sky, it had accepted the sacrifice of Sayyidina Habil and not Qabil. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this was just a source of motivation for us to understand khush naseeb aur achhe insaan wo hain jo Allah ki bargah mein maal kharch karte hain usi maal se jo Allah ne unhe diya hai, jo unhe ata farmaya hai, they sacrifice by paying their zakat wholeheartedly. Allahu Akbar. With a happy and good heart, they pay their whole entire zakat, which is farb upon them. They feed and help poor people. They help the orphans, they help the destitutes, they give people and they support people. Alhamdulillah, khush naseeb and fortunate are those Islamic brothers who support different types of Sunni organizations, who support by sponsoring books, Allahu Akbar, who arrange for Islamic gatherings, who support the ulama, who support students for graduating and qualifying and studying alim course or becoming a hafiz of the Holy Quran, who support different types of Islamic institutes with donating food to them in the form of groceries or in the form of money. Whatever the situation may be, lucky are those people who give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever have this doubt that if I give my charity or my money will become less, it will lessen. Never, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. It is the guarantee of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that when you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty Allah azza wa jal will multiply the reward for you. Allahu Akbar. Let us listen to the verse of the Holy Quran, whereas Allah azza wa jal motivates and encourages the people to give in his path. Subhanallah. The first verse is Allah azza wa jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Hudal lil muttaqeen. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون هدى للمتقين. Guidance is for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then الذين يؤمنون بالغيب, for those who believe without seeing, ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون, and they keep their salah established and they give in the path of Allah azza wa jal from which Allah has given them. Allah has given you a prosperous business. Allah Azza wa Jal has granted you prosperity. He has given you barakah and blessings, abundance of blessings, subhanallah, that you have more than many other people that don't have. So why should we become stingy? Why should we become misers? Why can't we have the heart which is of giving? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala speaks about the generosity of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she says, Allahu Akbar, his generosity would flow even faster than the winds. Allahu Akbar. He was so generous. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so generous that no one would ever go empty-handed from the darbar of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever faryad, whatever hope, whatever desire and wish they had, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fulfill that by giving them whatever they desired for, whatever they wished for. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never ever turned down anybody that came for anything. Whoever asked for money received money. Whoever asked for wealth received wealth from him. Whoever asked for health, he received health from him. Whoever asked for power, the Holy Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam even blessed him powers as well, subhanallah. Whoever asked for whatever, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked for a strong memory, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not turn him down. Rather, he gave him that memory, subhanallah. He given him that ability and power of memorizing. That Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that it was the day when I had embraced that shawl against my chest, which the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had commanded me to do. After placing his hands thrice into the shawl, making his hands as if he is making dua, and he placed something into the shawl and advised me to embrace the shawl against my chest, and from the day I have done so, I had never forgotten any hadith of the Holy Rasul. The most famous narrators of a hadith is Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Jo bhi sarkar ke bargah mein aaye, khali haath na jata. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat tabhi to farmate hain,
kareeb aisa mila ke jiske khule hai haath, bhare khazane. Kareeb aisa mila ke jiske khule hai haath, bhare khazane. Batao ae mufliso ke phir kyun tumhara dil is tirab mein hai. Batao ae mufliso ke phir kyun tumhara dil is tirab mein hai.
We have such a generous master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose treasures have no end, Allahu Akbar, whose hands are always open giving, and whose treasures have no end. So, oh grief-stricken person, why is your heart still absorbed in a doubt that whether you will receive or you will not receive? Whatever we have is of course through the sadaqah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ye sab mere sarkar ka sadaqah hai. Khaate hain tere dar ka, peete hain tere dar ka, paani hai tera paani, dana hai tera dana. Whatever we have is all through the mercy and sadaqah of our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chahe wo ilm ho, paisa ho, rutba ho, shohrat ho, izzat ho, chahe jo kuch ho, ye sab sarkar ka karam hai. So from that which we have been given through the sadaqah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are often motivated to donate that in the path of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. Before we go and listen to a beautiful video which is prepared for you, usse pehle, usse qabl, inshallah, mazid ek ayat hum sunenge, aap sab sunenge, aur inshallah azza wa jal, from this we will gain more enthusiasm and jazba. Whereas Allah azza wa jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, matalul ladina yunfiquna amwalahum fi sabilillah كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Subhanallah. The translation of which is, the example of those who spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal is similar to a grain which has sprouted 7 ears of wheat, and each ear contains 100 grains. And Allah Azza wa Jal may increase this many a time for whosoever He desires. And Allah Azza wa Jal is all encompassing, all knowing. In the commentary of this ayah, in Siratul Jinan, the ulama and the scholars have mentioned that a person is given the example of sowing a seed, meaning this example which Allah Azza wa Jal has given is for the one who gives in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, he has sown a seed, a grain of wheat in the ground, which grows into 7 offshoots, and each offshoot produces 100 grains. So therefore, the one sowing one seed into the ground gains 700 times more reward. For one grain, you will receive 700 times more reward. Similarly, the one who spends in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward him 700 times more according to his sincerity. Allahu Akbar. And it is not limited to this, because Allah Azza wa Jal is Jawad. He is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is Kareem. The more sincerity you have within you or in you for giving in the path of Allah without boasting, without wanting your name to be mentioned. These days when we feed, we want our name to be taken. We want people to be reminded. As I mentioned earlier on, ki hum wo cheeze dete hain jo hum khud usse fayda nahi utha sakte hain. Aur dene ke baad bhi hum chahte hain ki hamara naam ho, hamari izzat ho, hamari shohrat ho, ki humne diya hai, humne diya hai. Allahu Akbar. And there are people who give, mashallah, things which is of course beneficial to them as well, meaning not stale food, brand new things they would give, but they still would want their name to be taken. And if their name is not taken, they take offense to this. It's my humble appeal and request to the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, to the social media, that whether it is Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, or any part of the year, whenever you give, especially in the month of Ramadan, whereas food is distributed, mashallah, you are the reason for many other poor homes that they are able to eat and have a good iftar, because Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you and made you the reason to donate and help and assist them with your zakat, with your charity. But it does not mean that our name should be on the front paper showing people that this is what I'm doing. People do it to show, but Allah knows best what are the intentions. But if the intention is out of ostentation, ki log hamari tarif kare, log hame jane ki maine kiya hai, maine diya hai, to is cheez se hame bachna chahiye, because takabbur, riyakari, and showing off is haram. It is forbidden. We should save ourselves from ostentation, from showing off, from riyakari. And we all know that shaitan had pride, and due to this pride he was taken off Jannah and he became a rajim. And therefore we have donated in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal to receive his rida, to receive his pleasure, for his happiness we have done this. So when you do this, inshallah Azza wa Jal, out of sincerity, so don't care and don't be concerned about people loving whether you had given or not given. Just be considered that whatever you had given in the path of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal usi qubool farmaye. May Allah accept that. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will break for a video for a beautiful Madane Guldasta, a package which have been designed, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, let us have a look at this, and immediately after this we will return with our program. Please stay tuned to Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the mission statement of Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami is an international, non-political organization operating in more than 100 departments all throughout the world. The departments include Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina, Maktabatul Madina, and Madani Channel. Jamiatul Madina is an institution where students study and become Islamic scholars. Madrasatul Madina, a gift from Dawat-e-Islami, a department where children learn the Quran by heart. Maktabatul Madina is a department of Dawat-e-Islami which publishes Islamic books. Madani Channel is a TV channel that provides 100% Sharia compliant Islamic knowledge. The channel is free from advertisement and music. For these departments to operate, we need your cooperation. Please cooperate with Dawat-e-Islami by giving your zakat and fitrah to help spread the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, ye bas aapke liye ek misal thi jo aapne abhi dekha hai. Alhamdulillah, this is your Dawat Islami. Ye aapshi ka Dawat Islami hai jo duniya bhar mein, sari duniya mein, in the entire world, mashallah, throughout the world, it is working and spreading the fragrance of Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Kitne hazar hazar tulaba huffaz bane hain, ulama bane hain. Allahu Akbar. The jami'as, the darul ulum, the institutes, the madaris, subhanallah, the madani qafilas, the bookshops, which is the Maktabat al-Madina, Department of Dawat Islami, the reformation that have taken place, whereas hundreds of druggies, of bad people who have repented. Allahu Akbar. Of course, all of this is the faydan and the blessings of our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Mercy, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aapke South Africa mein bhi ye Dawat Islami hai, mashallah, jo kaam kar rahi hai. There are many madaris as well as marakis of Dawat Islami throughout the country. Subhanallah, who is working day in, day out to help and rectify the communities, to bring them closer towards the deen. Aapki koshish, aapki madad isme bahut ahem aur zaruri hai, kyunki aap hi ka kirdar isme ahem hai. You will support, inshallah, moral support. Aapka sirf paisa nahi chahiye, hum chahte ki aap bhi shamil ho jayein. Join the haftawar and the weekly ijtimaz of Da'awat Islami. Yes, travel in the Madini qafilas of Da'awat Islami. There are so many other ways that you can benefit this organization by you participating, inshallah, azawajal. So, aapke sirf paise nahi chahiye, hum chahte hain ki aap bhi isme shamil ho jaye, inshallah, azawajal. And watch the Madine Muzakiras of Dawat Islami. How much of knowledge and ilm is taught, subhanallah, via Madani channel. So, inshallah, azawajal, hum umeed rakhte hain ki aap bhi hamare saath shamil honge. And agar aap masroof ho, to definitely aapke bacche ko aap bheje, motivate kare, send them, inshallah, azawajal, for they can also benefit and be motivated. Dear viewers, under the Madani channel, chale hum kuch hadithe sunenge, inshallah, sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki kuch pyari pyari mehakti hui hadithe sunenge, inshallah, and we will allow this to enlighten our hearts and as well as motivate us. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, sadaqa locks up 70 doors of evil. Allahu Akbar. Charity given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala locks the 70 doors of evil. In another hadith, qiyamat ka din hoga, suraj sawa neze pe hoga, zameen tambe ki hogi, every person will be drowning in his own perspiration. Allahu Akbar. It is the severe, horrific moments and times of qiyamah, the day of resurrection, when the sun will just be above your head, 1.5 miles above your heads. The earth will be transformed into copper. Have we actually saved for that day? Kya humne koi investment kiya hai us din se bachne ke liye? Allahu Akbar. Sarkari do alam, Nure Mujassam, Shahi Bani Adam, Ahmad Mujtaba, Janabi Muhammad Rasulullah, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam has mentioned, on the day of judgment, every person will be taking shade under his charity which he has given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Jisne dunya mein sadqa khairat kiya ho, to qiyamat ke din wo uska shade banega, uska saaya banega, aur uske saaye ke niche rahega jab tak ki logo ke beech mein hisab kitab na ho jaye. Until the hisab kitab and the accountability is not taken, this person will take shade under his charity which he has given in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, wholeheartedly, with sincerity. Subhanallah, kya pyari hadith hai ye. Allahu Akbar. Aren't we investing dunya mein dhoop se bachne ke liye hum na jane kya kya karte hain? Mehenge mehenge creams aur lotion lete hain ki hum jal na jaye, skin kharab na ho jaye. Allahu Akbar. Have we protected ourselves from the heat of the day of judgment? To ye acha tarika hai ki sarkar ne jaise farmaya hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let us give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you have the Madani Atiyat boxes in your houses, whether it is in your shops, jahan mauka mile aapko, aap jumay ke liye jate hain, jumay ke din sadqa kare, rozana kare, hafte mein ek martaba kare, mahine mein kare, lekin karte rahe, inshallah, jab tak karte rahe, aap karte rahe, kar sakte hain. Until when you can give, you should continue giving. Trust me, dear viewers, it is the reason for many sins to be forgiven, inshallah, azza wa jal. Ye hadith aur sun lete hain, sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki, aapne farmaya hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as-salatu burhanun, salah is proof of iman, was-sawmu junnatun, and fast is a shield, was-sadaqatu tudfi'ul khati'ata kama yudfi'ul ma'un nar, and sadaqa wipes away the sins just as water extinguishes the fire. Allahu Akbar. Namaz to iman ka suboot hai. And fast is a shield from sins. And sadaqa and charity, Allahu Akbar, this washes your gunas and your sins just as water extinguishes the fire. What a beautiful hadith, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. In another hadith, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, inna sadaqata latutfi'u ghadab ar-rabbi wa tadfa'u meetat as-soo. Verily, sadaqa extinguishes the wrath of Allah azza wa jal and prevents a bad death. Allahu Akbar. سبحان اللہ, ہمیں چاہیے کہ ہم یہ دعا کرتے رہیں کہ اللہ عزوجل ہمیں اچھی موت عطا فرمائے. دنیا سے تو جانا ہی ہے, لیکن ایسا جائیں کہ ہم گنبد خضرا کے سائے تلے بیٹھیں, ہماری روح جسم سے نکل رہی ہو. اللہ اکبر. It must be such that we are in Madinatul Munawwara and then we are passing away. It must be such that after giving charity, accepted charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, we must have a good death. A good death while reading salah, while making ibadat, while making a dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Trust me, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this is the maqsad and the reason for us to come in this world, that we should achieve and receive the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, sadaqah shuts the doors of evil. The person giving sadaqah will be under the shade of his own charity in the path of Allah azza wa jal. Sadaqah removes even the heat from the qabr as well, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. It saves a person from the torment and the adab of the qabr. Sadaqah prevents many types of evil. Sadaqah even extends the lifespan of a person. Subhanallah, sadaqah even prevents a person from having a bad end. Allahu Akbar. Sadaqah extinguishes the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sadaqah is a shield between him and the hellfire. Look at the benefits of giving sadaqah. Hame sadaqah dena chahiye. Dil se dena chahiye. Allah ki rida ke liye dena chahiye. Allahu Akbar. Let us make this beautiful dua inshallah Azza wa Jal ki hum jab is duniya se jaye to us waqt hame sarkar ki ziyarat naseeb ho jaye. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful dua to make. Chale mil ke padhte hain.
Ae sabze gumbad والے منظور دعا کرنا جب وقت نظر آئے دیدار عطا کرنا میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبرا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا میرے آقا میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبرا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا میرے آقا روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا جب وقت نظر آئے دیدار عطا کرنا جب وقت نظر آئے دیدار عطا کرنا.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. The Holy Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said کہ جس نے اللہ کے بارگاہ میں صدقہ دیا, the one who gives charity in the path of Allah عز و جل, کبھی بھی اس کا مال کم نہیں ہو سکتا. His wealth would never ever decrease. Rather, it will increase. Dear viewers and listeners of Madari channel, subhanallah. This is the benefit of giving sadaqah in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal with sincerity. Dear viewers and listeners of Madari channel, mazid hum ek hadith sunte hain. We listen to a narration, a waqia. Hazrat Sayyiduna Qais bin Sa'la Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, یہ فرماتے کہ میرے بھائیوں نے, my brothers complained to the Holy Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, that I spend lots of money extravagantly. میں بہت پیسے خرچ کرتا ہوں. اللہ اکبر. Unnecessarily. اور میرے ہاتھ اس میں بہت ڈھیلے ہیں کہ میں جب چاہوں پیسہ خرچ کرتا ہوں. تو سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بارگاہ میں میرے بھائیوں نے کمپلین کی. They had complained about me spending money extravagantly, unnecessarily. تو سرکار دو عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had called for me. I went in the court of the Holy Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اور میں نے کہا, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, آپ نے مجھے یاد فرمایا. What is the matter? The Holy Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said کہ your brothers are complaining about you spending money extravagantly. Lots of money you spend and your hands are too loose with regards to spending money. So what is the matter? Allahu Akbar. تو انہوں نے کہا, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I take my portion from the income and I spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal and on my family and friends. Main Allah ki bargah mein kharch karta hoon. After spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, I spend on my family and I spend on my friends. Allahu Akbar. Inhone farmaya hai phir, Sarkar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then place his mubarak daste rahmat, daste karam, his mubarak hands on my chest and he said thrice, Allahu Akbar. What he said? Spend, Allah Azza wa Jal will give you more. Spend in the path of Allah, Allah will give you more. Spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal and Allah will increase your sustenance. Inhone farmaya hai ki Sarkar sallam ne jab ye irshad farmaya ki spend in the path of Allah, us din se main aur kharch karne laga aur itna kharch kiya ki I am the richest amongst my brothers. Allahu Akbar. The more I spend, the more Allah gives me. The more I spend, the more my Rabb bestows blessings upon me. Subhanallah. There are so many other narrations, dear views on this Madani channel, but we have come to the end and inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will terminate right now inshallah and we will be back with another episode of this program called The Early Echo, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Chale hum niyat kar lete hain ki Allah ki riza ke liye we will give and donate in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with whatever you can afford to give, wholeheartedly give and feed and donate in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accept no reward from anybody in the dunya. Expect no return from anybody in this world because Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you and give you the return for what you had given in this world. Jo masajid banate hain, madaris ko help karte hain, talaba ko help karte hain financially, mubarak to those people, to those brothers, to those sisters, mashallah, jahan tak apni kaan ki baliyan, apne jewels Islam aur deen ke khatir qurban kar dete hain. Allah azza wa jal aapko mazid barkatein rahmatein ata farmaye. May Allah azza wa jal answer and fulfill all your lawful wishes inshallah azza wa jal. Shukran, barakallah, and we will now leave. Tomorrow we shall be back with another episode. As usual, we always terminate with the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.